Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Switches with Dorian and Raina.
What?
What are you laughing at me already for? What'd I do?
Go ahead. I love you. Go. Do it, sis. Go on.
Okay. Yeah, I was choking on my words. More water. Anyway.
Agua.
Yeah, actually, hopefully, you can hear me a little bit better this evening because I have just, as of a couple days ago, switched phones from the stupid Samsung that I had. I will never get, you know, I started out with the Motorola Droid.
Yeah.
And the Samsung, I think it's a Stratosphere that I have. And I wanted the physical keyboard. You know, because my old ass is lazy, you know, and I have a hard time with my friggin' hobbit thumbs, you know, typing. So, I was trying to hang on to that fucking keyboard, and it backfired on me, and I learned my lesson the hard way. I will never leave you again, Motorola. Never. I love you. Anyway, so we have an interesting show coming up tonight. Let me take a sip of water. So I don't choke again and my sister winds up peeing her pants laughing at me. We are doing, if you tuned in last week, you kind of heard about it. It was we had an open spot and it was like my amazing sister suggested that we do a free promo night.
I said, why don't we do free advertising for our friends?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, and it's a brilliant idea. And, you know, if all goes well, we'll probably be doing it again. What is wrong with me? I cannot talk tonight. I swear. It's like, got fumble tongueitis here. Anyway, we may be doing another one down the road. I don't know. But we've got some interesting guests coming up. We've got the crew from Confessions of Crafty Witches, which is an awesome friggin' Facebook page. If you guys have not friended them, check in the chat rooms for the links or check our blog spot. I will have the links up by tomorrow for all the guests. All the people that we're going to be talking about, because some of them could not be here due to unforeseen circumstances. but,
or they said, bitches, do it for me.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean that with love. I am just kidding.
Yes, we love our listeners. We're not as mean as we sound. We just like to joke. And have fun. It's awesome. Anyway, before I forget, I got to give my shout out. Give my weekly shout out to my cousin Jess, who is probably going to be listening tomorrow, but that's okay. That'll give it time for me to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess.
Love you, Jessie.
I know I forgot last week. I am such a stunad. Her and her twin brother's birthday were Saturday. And I forgot to wish her a happy birthday. So happy belated, Jessica. I apologize for that.
Yeah, Dorian, you fucking suck. How could you forget, something so important? What's wrong with you?
I know. I'm the worst cousin in the world. I really am.
Seriously, you give her a shout out every week and then you miss her birthday. I mean, really? Come on.
I know. Well, I remembered to wish her a happy birthday. I forgot to mention it on the air, so I'm sorry, Jess. She can kick my ass next time she sees me.
Okay. You said kick.
Anyway.
Right? Okay.
Huh?
You said she can
kick
your ass, right?
Yeah, she'll kick my ass. She'll beat me up.
She will beat you up. She's tough. I know that. I like her.
Take woman down.
She will take you down. She will hurt you. Speaking of things that hurt, got to tell you, something that hurts a bitch, let me tell you what. Now, I am a big wussy girl. I'm a big wussy girl. I do not drink as a rule. Last night, apparently, I don't know what happened. It was the stars were aligned or something, but I took a sip of my roommate's drink, and I didn't realize how much rum was in this rum and coke. And apparently, according to reports, no, because I'm not sure I remember this, but I remember being told in the moment that I am extremely funny when I'm drunk. and then the suggestion was made that maybe at some point, pre-planned, I would come on the air drunk. That is not tonight, mind you. I'm sober as a judge right now. And because I don't normally drink, but like five little sips of rum and coke, and apparently I was flat out hilarious.
Well, I know your roommate, so I have no doubt that, you know, she does not skimp.
Oh, no. It wasn't her. It was no. It was his drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were
that
hanging
makes
out
it
talking.
Like.
Yeah, we were hanging out on the sun porch talking, and I was a little bit thirsty, and I took a little bit of a sip, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good, and he's like, yeah, it's very smooth. Oh, it was smooth, all right. It was smooth. Five sips later, I was almost on the floor, but apparently, like I said, I am very funny drunk. And it does not take much to get me hammered. This is the same woman who, 8 years ago, being given three little rum balls at Christmas, was so hammered that I did not remember driving home from work that day.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
I'm a wussy girl. So, yes. I will be doing it from a safe if we decide to move forward with this plan, because one of us will have to be sober. But
that would be hilarious.
A drunk witch on the air. You won't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Shit, y'all don't know what's going to come out of my mouth anyway most of the time. But this is going to be an experiment in terror on the air. See, we're going to pre-plan this. And you're going to have to be sober, sis, because somebody has to be able to control the action.
Yeah. You know what? We may have to do this in the same spot so that I can recover away from you if I have to.
You know what?
Oh, God.
Yeah, right. That's probably
even
better idea. No, actually, I agree with that. I think someone will have to be in the room to control me. So I don't have a Grace Flick moment. Grace Flick of Jefferson Starship, and if those of you who are old enough, Airplane days, Gracie used to like to get drunk and get on stage and just say fucked up shit. Gracie was a bit of a case back then. She had a lot of anger.
You know, my mom tripped over her at a party one time. She like wound up sitting in Grace. Yeah, it wound up sitting or like laying across Grace Flick's lap. Yeah, see that's
what
I'm talking about.
I can't say it sober three times fast.
Apparently, neither can I.
so funny.
Aside from getting hammered, what has been going on in your world? Because I have thankfully, and I praise God, I have had a quiet week. And I am thankful and grateful.
I am grateful that you are having a quiet week. I had a relatively quiet week, although there were some murmurings of, what's going on? Is something in retrograde?
Yeah, there was,
it
was almost like the, I think this was probably about the second wave or the third wave. Because it hit like a wave of people during the week that it hit me. And I think some of it hit you, too. And then I've noticed another batch of my friends. It's been hitting them. So I'm hoping there's not a third wave and we've gotten everybody out of the way with two. Because this shit ain't right. Ain't cool.
Yeah. I have to agree. It's been... I don't know. People are having a rough time again. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
What is going on? I don't get
it. It's very strange.
Well, what I usually do in times like this is just put on all my protection jewelry.
There you go.
You know, it was recommended to me by Dorothy Morrison, who we love on the show and is a good friend of the show, to wear tourmaline. And I made myself a tourmaline bracelet. Yes, I will start making them for your shop, sis. But, she said to wear tourmaline. It absorbs negative energy. And she said, but after you wear it, you need to put it in the freezer to dispel the negative energy, kind of freeze it out of the stone. And then when you take it out of the but then after you take it out of the freezer, you cannot put it on right away. You have to let it warm up to room temperature. Otherwise, the tourmaline does, in fact, crack. So if you have any tourmaline, if you're having negative stuff going on, get some of your black, and she specified black tourmaline, so that's what I went with. So get your black tourmaline out, put it in your pocket, keep it against your body. That's apparently a fairly important point, that the tourmaline has to be touching you. But yes, after a day's worth of wear, you need to take it off. You need to put it in the freezer, and then after it warms up, you just leave it in the freezer overnight. Then you take it out and you let it warm up first. So I haven't made a second tourmaline bracelet for myself, so I'm going to have to do that, sis.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm absorbing a lot of bullshit these days.
And I got for Mother's Day, I got her Totally Wicked, not Totally Wicked, what am I talking? Utterly Wicked. Sorry, I was thinking
of
the other shop.
Utterly Wicked. Yes, no, we are a totally different shop.
Yes.
the wonderful Wicked Witch Studios, created by our beloved Dorothy Morrison, who we love. I think I just said I love her twice. That's how much I love her.
I think that was number four.
What? Yeah, I think I like her. What can I say? I respect her. She's been a part of my life before we even started talking to her, so. Because I've had everyday magic forever, you know.
Yeah, she's a hoot. She's a hoot. She'll be back in July, which I'm like, yay! So excited for her to come back.
Every time she's on the air, it's a scream. But anyway, she is the proprietress of Wicked Witch Studios, makers of oils, candles, spells, amazing stuff. She's also an author. Tell the folks about the book.
Actually, I've got two things to drop on you. First of all, I had bought her her money magic, her money spell jar.
Yeah.
Now, I followed the instructions. I buried it. And for some reason, it was agitating me that it was in the ground at that spot. So I was like, okay, you know what? This is not going away after a couple days. I dug it up, and I buried it in a different spot. It was still agitating me after a week. Like, it didn't want to be there. So I was like, okay, all right. You know, I dug it up, and I cleaned it up, and, you know, I unsealed the wax, and I uncorked it. And it's been sitting on my dresser ever since. Well, what was it, two weeks ago. Over the past couple weeks, anyway, both spots that I have buried this in have produced four-leaf clovers. I've found four in the past 2 weeks. Now, I have never in my 39 years found one. And then in 2 weeks, I find four in my yard. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm buying a lottery ticket tomorrow. Oh, I so am. But
I don't blame
stemming
you.
Stemming back to what you were saying about the negativity, there is a part in Utterly Wicked by Dorothy Morrison, which you can find at Wicked Witch Studios. I just posted the link. That, you know, instead of trying to expend your energy, you know, pushing the negative away, you know, kind of use it like chi. You know, take it and filter it and turn it into something positive. Because energy is neutral. You know, there may be a little bit of a tag from the person who sent it, but there's absolutely no reason why you can't wipe that off and turn it into something positive. And I've been doing that because I've had a couple of people pissed off at me for various reasons, not that I care. You know, and it's like I've felt better because, you know, I'm just like, okay, I got my filter on, I'm good. It definitely use the tourmaline because that helps, especially if you're not, you know, used to, like, switching energy like that. If you're not, you know, if you don't constantly work with energy or if you don't know how to just yet, if you're new to the craft, you know, that's a good way to ground yourself. I would suggest hematite as well. And then just try visioning, you know, switching that energy. But anyway,
well,
I'm babbling.
No, you're fine. But I was going to say, you know, not only, it's not just about whether or not you're new in the craft. For me, you know, I work an insane job that takes a lot of focus in multiple areas over long periods of time. I mean, I work 13 hours a day I'm on call. So,
yeah,
I need, when I have time to do energy work, it's rare, but there are certain periods of the week where I do get that amount of time to put that kind of focus in. But, I mean, you know, at 52 years old with, you know, my hand being in this job and, you know, the other stuff that we're working with, I need something to just slap on my wrist to help me take care of other stuff. I can't focus on everything at once. It's just too much. So, you know, that's why I use, that's why, you know, a lot of Wiccans in my group, we work magic through our jewelry because that's what we use as our tool. So,
oh, it's a good conduit.
Yeah, it's a great conduit. It just makes it easier. It's one less thing for me to think about. Have to think about when I'm in the office and dealing with people who are negative, because a lot of people are just negative at work. I'm sure everyone goes through that. It's just it's kind of like it's funny because when I get up in the morning and I put my jewelry on, I call it armoring up.
Yeah, there you go. And
yeah,
it's
every
true.
Time
you're gearing yourself up
for
battle.
It is, because every day I'm running into somebody with, you know, they're unhappy with their job or they're unhappy with their spouse. But, you know, you have a whole life and you bring your whole life with you wherever you go. And every time you meet someone, you know, when you're whatever first impression you're getting from them, even if they seem like a really nice person, you're not just meeting them. You're meeting the sum total of everything that's ever happened to them. And let's face it, we've all gone through some heavy shit.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's
some more than others.
Yeah, I mean, and so you know, some it's just good to be able to have your like I said, have your armor on. I armor up every morning. I wear at the moment I'm wearing like 6, 8, 9 bracelets. 9. That's obsessive, you fucking crazy old bitch.
Well, no, I've seen what you do though. You make them and you slip them on. You make them and you slip them on. I mean, this woman, I have sat and watched her make the bracelets that I have in my store. And and that link will be up too. I'll explain that in a minute. But, yeah, it's like, you know, I have watched her make, like, how many was it? It was, like, 10 in a row? Just bam, 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 bam. Boom.
No. You give – my sister obviously loves me and is clouded by that love for her older sister. No, I made 3 while you were sitting there, not 10. It was three. I mean, we were talking the whole time like we do anytime we do anything, including breathe. But, I had already made a bunch before you arrived. That's why you're thinking it was 10. But, I made 3 while you were sitting there. But, I mean, it's weird because, you know, I blessed them all. And I do put them on my person with all my love and good intentions every time I make one. So not just for me, but for whomever I give them to or sell them to, whatever the case may be. Because I've been known to have people buy them off my wrist, and I've been known to have people that I just feel like you're down and out and you need this, and I hand it to them. I take it right off my wrist. And, you know, I like them. They're good mojo. They're happy.
They definitely pack a punch. You know, in
Thank
a good
you.
Way, not a bad way. Yeah, I've got mine on right now.
There you go.
It hardly leaves me.
That's my love all over you, girlfriend.
Yeah, I love my sister.
Too. Oh, so we have another mention to make, don't we?
Yeah, you know what, though? We can make that at the end because I definitely want to get into that. We've only got, like, I don't know, about six minutes, sorry. But what was I
say? I don't know.
I lost my track spot. Squirrel!
Squirrel! Okay.
To people listening in for the first time, if you don't know, our sponsor, which is actually my store, we're all, you know, we're into nepotism here. But I am still having a contest going on for a magical grab bag, and if you go to our Facebook page, you can see a picture of the obscene candle that I sent, which I didn't know it was going to look that obscene.
Seriously, I asked where the batteries went in, and then I was told it was a candle. I was almost disappointed, to be honest with you, but go ahead.
Well, you know, whatever floats your boat, because, you know, I talked to the recipient beforehand, and then I kind of hand-choose gifts to send them, you know, for the magical grab bag. But if you go to magical store or magicalnotions.storemv.com and magical with a K, and you can use on most products our discount, which is 10% off with the initials DHW. And if you spend $25 or more, you are entered into the contest for the magical grab bag, which will be drawn on June 1st, because the contest ends at 9 p.m. May 31st. So go get your entries in. Anyway, so
get
yeah,
it in.
Get it in. She
and,
said put it
and
in.
And when you see the picture of that candle, you will know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying. It's everything but ribbed for her pleasure. As a matter of fact, it is already ripped. Never. Go look. Just please just go look at the picture. You'll know what I'm saying. Anyway. I can't wait to see what you put in the next magical grab bag. I'm not even going to hazard a guess, but I liked it. I liked what you sent on the last one, so I'm sure this next one's going to be just as interesting.
we definitely appreciate our listeners and we appreciate our shoppers and you know our customers and our witchy peeps and you know I feel like with what Confessions of Crafty Witches is doing, you know, with just simple posts, they have now, I think it's over 138,000 followers, which,
I have to tell you, I have been fascinated by their stuff. I look at their posts and I'm like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. Oh, look at that. Isn't that cute? It's not just Wiccan. I mean, like, today there was a patriotic thing that you could make. And I was like, oh, my God, how creative. It was, they do everything. And they have their hands on everything. And I'm like, that is so awesome. It's like a one-stop place to see how to make all kinds of stuff. And it's not just craft, you know, witchcraft related. It's human related. I just thought it was very cool. You know, it's very inclusive and I'm very appreciative of things of that nature. I like people to feel included and, hey, come on, you know, just because you're not this, we're not going to turn you away from looking at our page and seeing all the cool stuff we do.
Yeah.
We like the mix of people. It's awesome. So what's going on? When are they coming on? I can't wait.
Actually, I just gave them the go-ahead. They should be calling in a moment, and I'm going to call. I believe it's Wonder Witch. I'm calling her in. So I will wait till the other two pop up. And you know what? No, I'll go ahead and call her now.
Oh, my God. It's a five-way. Now, the last time we've done a five-way, we've only done one other five-way, and that was Witch Doctor Utu and the Dragon Ritual Drummers. Remember that? Those shows are always hilarious, just saying. It's in our archives. Take a listen. They're nutty guys. I love them. I love each and every one of those boys.
And they
were
just as crazy the second go-round as well. It's insane.
I love all of them. They are a riot. One ringy dingy. I hear the phone ringing. What's going on?
Here, actually, I'm gonna uncheck
Hello.
That.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? And I'm taking everybody in. Hold on, just one second. We've never done this all at the same time before, so this is new to us. And this is, you are Wonder Witch, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yay,
awesome.
Wonder Witch! Hello, Wonder Witch!
And I
Hello.
Am Daw.
And Daw. And is Frisky joining us? Did you guys wake her up?
Frisky should be awake about any minute now, calling in.
Yay!
So we have, let me see if I got this right. We have Wonder Witch, we have Daw, and is Darla with you?
Yep, Darla is Vidora.
Adore, I am so sorry.
It's okay.
So how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We our page is just growing astronomically fast.
Yes, it is.
Just telling the audience, you guys are at 138,000 followers. Now, how long ago did you start?
A day. I created the page because, to be honest, I kept getting kicked out of craft groups. Because the moment they found out that I was a male and I was pagan, they kicked me right out. So I said, you know what, screw you guys, I'll make my own craft page, it'll be better. And I did.
We always joke, though, now.
Daw's an honorary female.
No, I'm a guy.
Aw. But he's manly. We just want to specify that. He is a manly man. But yeah,
he does all the heavy lifting.
He's very manly.
There you go.
Everybody on the page know that Da is a male, 100% male.
I know,
but everyone still calls him a woman, so but that's why we just made him an honorary female.
There you go.
On the page, people
well,
really
honestly,
start, especially when they start coming up to start flirting with me, and I'm like, I'm a guy. And they're like, oh, and it's like, especially when the guys are sending, like, pictures of their peeners, and I'm like, would you like me to post this all over the internet? You know, because I especially like the fact that, like, especially the guys who are married who do this. And
oh,
I'm like,
my.
I'll just
but
click
you know
on
what?
Your name and go contact your wife and show her the picture and ask her, hey, does this look familiar to you?
Wow. Wait,
you know what's really, really funny about that is he's the only one of the four of us that gets those pictures.
That is too funny.
That's
weird.
So
I don't really know.
Theoretically.
I've never understood the draw of that. For some reason, every man just goes right after him.
He's tired.
That's very strange. I don't understand that at all.
Not only that, you should see the stuff that goes on like in our inbox is like, people are like, I'm reporting you because I don't like that picture you posted of a recipe of ribs I posted. And I'm like, let me get this straight. You're going to report the picture of something you don't like rather than not look at it. I'm going to report all of your pictures. And I go through their list and I'm like, okay, well, we can both play this game.
You know, and
that
I don't understand.
Really?
Since I've known you, I met you in Christian's show, and I've known you and Darla for, what is it, like a year and a half, 2 years now?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, for some reason, these idiots try to target you, and I just don't understand it.
Well, I understand is we are now probably the third largest pagan page on Facebook, so of course, we're a target of the zealots. Not all Christians are like this, so please, Christians who are listening, I don't blame all of you. I just blame the religious zealot.
Uh-huh.
So the
yeah.
Bible, the crazies, those who I blame. And for some reason, they think coming to the page going, if you don't accept Jesus, you're going to go to hell. So my response is, well, if you don't accept Odin, you're going to go to Helga. So like, or if you don't, you're going to go to Tartarus. And I just throw right back at them and let them see how ridiculous they sound.
Yeah.
Because if God truly won't accept me because I don't worship him, well, then that's not a God I want to worship.
There you
Good
go.
Good point. Good point.
You know?
I'm all about that.
To, you know, because not, you know, my sister was commenting on the fact that, you know, it's not just, you know, pagan stuff and it's not just one type of thing that you guys post, because you post, I mean, the most awesome crafts and the most awesome recipes. And
my
idea
is she's the one who's actually behind the scenes organizing all the crafts, coming up with the ideas. So I have to give props to Darla because she gives me a lot of the ideas. She's working most of the time, so you don't see her much, but she's actually a big benefactor to the site.
Yeah, I mean, all of you. All of you do. I don't mean to, like, discredit or just
single out. No, I know. I'm just saying.
Out,
I just credit because sometimes she feels like I don't give her enough credit, but I try my very best.
I'm just the quiet one.
Yeah,
all
and
the
we.
Time.
Huh?
That's deadly.
I'm sorry. I barely heard that.
You said silent but deadly.
Oh,
silent but deadly. Oh, okay. I got that. Yeah, I hear you there. Well, I mean, you know, and I was fascinated by it because when I first got on your page, I was expecting it to be witchcraft, you know, like just all pagan witchcraft related. And I was like, this is which is stuff I love anyway, obviously. But I love the fact that it's very inclusive. You don't have to be pagan or Wiccan to appreciate the varied stuff you have on your page. I mean, there's all kinds of food and crafts and just cool pictures, and I love all your posts. I don't understand how anybody could have an exception to anything you've got posted.
I know, the way I was paganism was I was taught this, never to preach it, but to teach it in an educational and fun way, because when people are preached to, they don't like it. So it's like,
right.
The way I was taught was by my mentor Alice was to teach it in a fun way to show that we're not so different than anyone else of another faith. We just may call the gods a different name, but it's still we're all good people, and there's nothing to fear. There's nothing, all that stuff like on TV and movies, that's all make believe. The real paganism in Wicca and all the other pagan religions, we're nothing like what they show on TV. We're not these, like, occult people killing each other, eating each other's hearts, like in Indiana Jones, or we're not like the movie, the TV show Charmed or Supernatural. The gods don't come down and just put curses on people in modern times just because someone calls them up. And, no, you cannot call up Dean Sam Wheat with a spell, I'm afraid. You know?
I don't know. I'd give
some
good money for Piper's Powers, though.
A movie.
I think that's what you're saying. You know, the reason the page is so successful is because we do include everyone.
Yeah.
And everything. You know, I think that's what appeals to
people. Just pagan. It's like so we can all learn and grow together. And that's the beauty. That's our mission statement, so that we can all teach and we all grow. And that's why even when I do some of my pagan type crafts, like the fertility bracelets, I actually have time to look up Christian deities, saints, angels, who are related with fertility, so they would have something to relate to.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of compliments from Christians going, you know, wow, you actually took the time to look up these deities, these saints and angels, and they were very much appreciative that we don't like. I've seen it sometimes on some pages where they bash Christianity, but I don't do that. It's like, I wouldn't like it if they did that to me, so why would I want to do it to them?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get on our little rants every once in a while when somebody pisses
us off. I get on my rants on my own Facebook page. I'm like, you know, Westboro Baptist. But, you know, I say Westboro Baptist. I don't say all Christian, because if we're all going to believe all Christians are like the Westboro Baptist, then they're going to start assuming we're all like the wacko, you know, the guy from, what's it, Ireland who killed his kid like 20 years ago in some sort of weird occult thing. You know, we can't blame all of everybody in one religion for a couple bunch of wackos. The best thing to do about the Westboro Baptist is ignore them. Just don't give them any media attention. Don't go to their website, because every time people go to their website, believe it or not, you're funding their advertisement campaign. Every time you go to their website. So I keep telling people, don't go to their website. Don't even send them hate mail. Because all you're doing is giving them more money every time you go to their website. Every time you send them a hate letter, you're sending them money, basically.
And, you know, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. Because, I've seen more and more of the people, you know, like picking up on the fact of, you know, do not serve them. Do not rent them a room. Do not rent them a car, you know, which they usually travel in their psycho van anyway. But, you know, if we do not let them out of a certain radius and we do not take their money, you know, it will become less of a problem. You know, the less they're reported on, the less of a problem it is.
If we just totally stopped talking about them, period, then they would have zero money. And not be able to fund these little hate little things they do. Protesting the death of a child, that's low. And that's just... You can't get much lower than that.
Yeah. So I've read
I don't know what book they're reading, but they're reading the wrong book.
Well, it's basically based off of, you know.
They're reading the Old Testament. They're supposed to be reading the New Testament by the Crow Christians. The Old Testament was very hateful and bigoted. The New Testament, much better. Even there's even a part in the New Testament where Jesus actually forgives someone who's gay and actually does a gay ceremony type thing. It's in the New Testament where a Roman, he actually comes and asks Jesus to save his servant who's gay. And Jesus said, well, he is healed. And he knew that they were lovers. And, you know, he had no problem. And I've never read any part of the New Testament where Jesus says he hates gays. So I don't understand what people's problem is on that.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be like their savior. Well, then be like your savior. He didn't have any problem with gay people. I have no problem with gay people. I'm straight. I love everyone, so.
Yep.
Well, and that scripture is important, the message you're sending.
Well, I'm curious to know what passage out of the Bible that is, because I want to use that.
I can show you afterwards.
Awesome, because I will post it so that, because I have a lot of Christian friends who are, they need to hear this. So I appreciate that.
Well, I've even written blogs about it too, showing the exact same passage.
Awesome.
And it's like, it's right there. And they go, well, I don't follow that part. And I'm like, wait a minute. You don't want to follow that part, or you just don't want to listen to that part?
Yeah.
And they go, well, I follow. And they start quoting, and I'm like, that's Old Testament. You can't be bouncing around, oh, I follow this part, but not this part. This part's okay. This part about no eating pork, I don't follow that. But this part about hating people is okay. I'm like, no. And I'm like, you don't do that kind of stuff. Like, your Jesus said, love everyone. Now, the exact same thing you find in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, you find Horus saying almost the exact same thing. Love everyone, love your brother as if he was your own, love your sister as if he was your own. You know, hate anyone except for child molesters, rapists, murderers, clowns.
Well, I don't really think so. Yeah, you know what? I am so with you on the clowns thing. I really am. Oh, my God. I am terrified of clowns. It's not as bad because a friend of mine has been acclimating me by posting pictures of them on my Facebook, and I post pictures of spiders for him. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like dueling phobias. But, no, I think honestly that's why it's so important, you know, that you guys created this. You know, this
well,
show.
But in the Wiccan community, feel like there's a place they can come to feel like a big home, and feel like we're not going to preach, we're not going to tell people that, oh, you're doing the wrong thing or you're not doing it correctly. Where it's like everyone does their own thing and everyone has a happy, good time. Learn a recipe, learn a spell. Learn a new ritual. Hey, learn something new. Hey, we found a new insect in the world yesterday. Ooh, we find something new.
Yeah. And
that's
why
I
you
like
know, that's
it.
Another, yeah. That's another thing, you know, embracing, you know, science, I think is very important for, you know, pagans. And I really haven't found too many who don't. You know,
I know of all except science and evolution. I mean, we can't deny it. It's there. We can see it. It's proof. We can see dinosaur bones in the museum. So we know they do it.
Oh, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you there for a second.
No. But our mission statement basically, very fundamentally, is love. Just love. Just love of crafts, recipes, love of everything. Just even the eye candy. Just love.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I love the eye candy. Definitely love the eye candy. So what do you guys, you know, are you just going to continue with the page? Or are you thinking about creating your own web page? You know, are you thinking of taking it any further?
I might create my own web page to bring more crafts to the page. But, you know, I think I like sharing other members of the Pagan Wiccan community, their crafts, because I really don't want to sell anything, because it kind of takes away from the mission statement that we just want to share other people. If someone says, hey, come, I sell soap, I'll gladly share them if they ask nicely. But if someone comes to me and goes, share my soap, or I'm going to tell everybody you're being mean to me, I'm like, hit the spam button. I ain't going to do that.
Have you seriously had people come up to you?
Yeah, we have had people do that. They've come to the page and actually threats that if we don't share them, they're going to tell everyone that we don't share them. And I'm like, all you had to do is ask. You don't have to make threats.
Yeah, that's not nice. You know, because, I mean, I know you've shared a couple of my links, and I am very appreciative of it. You know, I know I've not been as good about, you know, reciprocating. It's like I get so busy during the day.
One of the things
we're
doing now is trying to help out the Spiral Scouts. They're like the pagan version of the Scouts. Nobody really knows about them. And I'm in, like, trying to talk to George Tataki and, like, about to promote them. And I'm like, you know, you talk about the Boy Scouts and how they're so against gays, but why not promote the Spiral Scouts, who have always been LGBT community friendly?
Exactly. Exactly. And they do that both.
Wait a second. Excuse me. I have to interject here. I am totally ignorant about the Spiral Scouts. Please enlighten me.
Oh, they are a pagan version of the Boys and Girl Scouts.
Cool.
They have chapters all over the United States and Canada. And, you know, they allow everyone, pagan, non-pagan, they allow whatever religion you are. They don't discriminate against sexuality. They allow even their camp counselors. They don't discriminate against anyone for any reason.
That's cool. I didn't know they existed. Thank you for sharing that information. I have to go look that up now.
Yeah, actually, I'm putting their
page. I just posted about it again with the links to their website.
Yay! And I'll take it from you then.
Yeah.
And I do believe that they are, like, inclusive as far as it's unisex. It's boys and girls in the same troop.
Yes, boys and girls together. And all religions, non-religions, they don't force it on anyone. That's what I like about their organization. They're like, we'll teach spiritual stuff to people who want to be spiritual stuff. And if you choose to opt out, well, then we won't force it on you. They're really cool about that.
I think that's awesome. I know, actually, I need to see if they have a troop around here or a I don't know what the word is, but
they're called
chapters. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But yeah, I think it would be awesome because my 6-year-old would absolutely love it. You know, he loves going out and getting in the dirt and planting stuff. So I think that's awesome. And I think that's awesome that you guys are promoting them, you know.
I think everybody needs to have a way to enjoy Mother Earth and all the beautiful things that are out there. Go camping, exploring, hiking, fishing, doing crafts, and just not have to deal with, you know, the other organization, which I'm not going to mention, but we all know who I am talking about. Who?
And I got to say, I love this post with the Wonder Woman nails. Makes me want to go out and get nails now because I want to paint my nails like that. I love it. That is so cool.
I thought it was a good idea to start doing, you know, nail and makeup stuff just once in a while. Spice things up.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. Well, we have greatly appreciated you guys coming on, and we'll have to have you on when it's just you guys, and we're not promoting other people, too.
Thank you for having us on. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, absolutely.
To keep on being a crafty witch.
And now you know I'm gonna be bugging you guys. I'm gonna be poking Darla, and now I'm gonna be poking Wonder Witch, I'm gonna be poking you all, saying, "All right, you need to come back on for a show for you guys."
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
awesome.
You guys.
Thank you.
Anytime,
thank you.
We're here. All right, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cool.
That was awesome. I love them. Oh, why did I put my sister on hold? She's going to smack me. Are you there, sis?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time I want to smack you. They were
this
so
is true.
Cool. They were very
I know.
Cool. I love their page. Please go to the page. The links are on our show page. Confessions of Crafty Witches. They rock. They are awesome. And a nicer bunch of folks you won't find, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. And I swear, you will be scrolling for hours. Like, take a day and go through all their pages and just look at some of the amazing stuff they've posted. I'm actually thinking about making a few of the things and selling them in the shop, just because people always ask him about, you know, oh, where can I buy these? Where can I buy these? And it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know what? I'll start making them. You can buy them here. And I won't be expensive, I promise. but we do have another guest.
Well, before you get to the other guest, for anybody who is interested in the conversation we were just having about the Spiral Scouts, I am attempting to share that link from Confessions of Crafty Witches. If as soon as my tablet will respond, I will have it up on the show page. So thank you again to those fantastic folks.
I know. I can't wait to have them back on. We do. We need to do a full show. And speaking of full shows.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I keep interrupting you. I don't mean to.
Yes, you do. She has been doing this to me all night long. It's a good thing you're my sister. Otherwise, I'd have to hurt you. Anyway,
well,
you said we is somebody else on the line?
We do. We have Mr. Hernston. I'm going to let you talk. Because I did all the talking last time, and you know him better than I do. So, Mr. Liam,
yes.
There.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Liam. Okay.
Hi
so
there.
For the folks who don't know, in full disclosure, Liam is actually my first husband and an amazingly talented tarot reader, rune caster. He makes things, he teaches classes, he's fabulous, and not just because he was once married to me, but totally in his own right. Hi, dear, how are you?
Oh, go on. Yeah, go on, keep going.
Okay. He likes it when I make a big deal about him, because it's been a long time since I've made a big deal about him in person. So anyway... Tell the folks about all of the things that you've been doing since the last time you were on the show.
Well, boy, a lot has changed. I've done quite a few new classes. Still teaching runes, and I've also expanded into something called quantum magic, which is now my new favorite, and been having an awful lot of time, a lot of fun with that. Also, I've been doing some professional reading for runes and tarot.
Tell people where so they can come and see you.
Okay. I'm doing classes at the Silver Broom Ministries, which is in Sable, New York. It's on Long Island. Silver Broom has been around for roughly 14 years, thereabouts, and actual ministry building that they have their church in has been around for about 8 years. I discovered them last year and have been going regularly ever since, and have been teaching there for a little while with runes and tarot. And then every third Thursday night of the month, they have their Enchanted Evening, which is $1 a minute for readings of any kind, tarot or runes. They have Reiki. They have occasionally acupuncture. They have one who's a chiropractor, and they do all kinds of services, all for $1 a minute. And it all goes to the church. So everyone comes in, they do their little thing, and it's all donated to keep the doors open, basically. It's a pretty cool organization. I really like them. Let's see. I also do tarot readings and rune casting at the Specialty Lotions and Potions in Bayshore every other Saturday. and I just recently have scheduled myself to be doing runes and tarot readings every Thursday night at the Five Points Cafe here in Sayville, which is a pretty fun looking place. They've got live music, and actually Thursday nights is their ladies' night, so it's going to be I think it's half price for ladies between 4 and 9 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Let's see what else. I also
we'll have to make a trip up there.
Definitely. I do runes and tarot by appointment at the Silver Broom and also at the Om Shanti Om Yoga Center, also here in Sayville. In addition to that, I'm also doing more readings with the Seven in Heaven singles group, which is happening basically in all locations around the island. So anything from Garden City out to Ronkonkoma and pretty much every place in between. I'll be out in Belmont Park this weekend on Sunday doing some readings there as well.
Awesome. You have been busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy. The best kind of busy. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm exhausted just listening.
Huh?
I said, oh, sorry. I'm exhausted.
One at a time, lady. Come on.
It's been that kind of night where we're stepping all over each other. But I'm exhausted just listening to you talk about all of the things you're currently doing. But as long as you're on the topic, talk a little bit about how people can get some. The things you make, the wands and the boxes, and
I also do rune crafting, if you will, and a lot of that has been listed and published on my website, which I just posted on the chat line there. More or less, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was saying thank you.
Oh, okay. It's all handcrafted stuff, so you're guaranteed it's an original. You can't do it twice the same way. I do craft rune sets, and with the rune class that I'm teaching, I teach the students how to create their own set of runes. Mainly, I prepare all the blanks and what have you, and cut them and sand them and make them all look pretty, and then hand them over to them, and they take a wood burner to it and turn it into a personalized set of runes. So it's been a lot of fun. I've got a lot of students that are taking up the runes finally. And it's slowly reviving itself pretty much all around the world. I had a near miss with appearing in a film, actually. They were doing a documentary on the recovery of runes in modern culture. And they were going to start with me in my classes, and they were going to backtrack them back to Scandinavia. But the narrator apparently had double-booked himself, and he couldn't do that film yet. So it's still possibly happening in the near future, but as of right now, there's no definite date.
Congrats, though. That's awesome news.
So, Liam, do you want to talk at all about quantum magic tonight?
Love to. One of my absolute favorite subjects. Quantum magic is, well, quantum physics is a pet subject of mine. I love to, you know, read up on it and such. But mostly because of how it interfaces with the spiritual aspect of the world, and something that the scientific community and the spiritual community in conjunction with that are starting to come to grips with how they're both basically trying to explore the universe in very different ways, and it just stands to reason that sooner or later they're going to bump into each other, and it seems that quantum physics is that point where they're bumping into each other. So physics is starting to discover some stuff that's happening in our physical world, and they can't explain it unless they start looking at it from the spiritual aspect. So it's causing them to kind of get out of their cube, you know, thinking outside the box. You know, you have to think outside the physical box and start thinking in a spiritual realm. Meanwhile, the spiritualists who have, you know, held on to the spiritual beliefs based on faith, all of a sudden are being confronted with formulas and equations that prove it. And they're trying to come to grips with the idea of, you know, someone's got a formula for God, really? You know, that's got a little bit off the wall. So it gets kind of, yeah, it's really kind of, this borderline between science and spirituality. And the line gets very blurred in there. And I'm starting to put together some classes that kind of explore that a little bit. And I come off at the very beginning just saying, look, this is not your typical class where I'm going to teach you and you're going to learn and whatever. This is a mutual exploration. We call it the rabbit hole, and we all kind of jump in together. And we're all mad down here, so it's okay. And we just have fun with it.
That's true. I know. And I'm sorry, I said I was going to be quiet, so I'm trying. It's so funny.
She's trying. She's failing, but she's trying. Liam, what's the potential of the classes being offered online at some point?
I've been asked that a couple of times, actually. I'm trying to figure out of a way to present it online without losing a lot of the personal touch, which is kind of hard. The way I'm thinking of doing it in the very near future, at least, is doing some sort of, you know, Skype type of personal interaction with the class, and then maybe recording it so that they can be played back at a later date. I haven't really come to any decisions on how I'm going to do that just yet. There is another organization out here called Casper Paranormal, which is a online, I guess like a TV show, but it's basically internet only at this point. But they do something like that where they kind of film their shows and whatever, and then they post them. And I've been approached by them a couple of times to say, do you want to come on the show? And I'd love to. I just, you know, have to kind of fit it into the schedule, which is getting a little crowded. And it happens on Monday nights, which is never easy. So we've been talking back and forth a little bit, but I have mentioned, you know, that we want to do this in the form of a class. And they're all for it, but we have to kind of come up with some ideas of what we're going to do with it. I spoke with some people with the Silver Broom who are in touch with the guy who runs Casper Paranormal, and they're kind of running interference for me so that they can kind of work some stuff out in the background, and hopefully I'll end up on the show at some point or another, and we can work out the details at that point.
Awesome. Do you have anything else you'd like to promote tonight?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty much it, unless you girls have some questions.
When are you coming back?
Yeah, when are you coming back on for your own show? This is emotional blackmail. I have to tell the audience, yes, please go and get readings from Liam and buy his wares because he's still paying me alimony. and will be for the rest of his life. So,
and if I don't pay up in time, she sticks the winged monkeys on me. So
that's right, I do. That is correct. I borrow the winged monkeys from Dorothy Morrison, so you know they're in good stead. So yes, definitely. Sis, did you have some questions?
I seriously, I would love to have you back on because the quantum magic, it really fascinates me.
I just did a class yesterday, and it was the first time that I've ever finished a class to an applause. It was very exciting.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a good time. Everyone seemed to really enjoy it. I'm sorry?
I said I wish my boys did that at dinner. Like, you know, I never get applause when I make a meal. Yeah, it's just, thanks, Mom.
I won't tell you what he used to applaud for me for.
Yeah, not on radio. No, we don't want to do that.
Not on radio, no. Although we can say whatever we want. It's our show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've heard some of our conversations.
Yeah. not the most tame of subjects, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
One of the reasons why I like the Silver Broom, because Mark the HP, he's actually the elder now. He was the HP. Now he's the elder. We call him the irreverent reverend. He's got
that's awesome.
A mouth worse than a truck driver. He's just awesome.
Well,
I wish you'd have him on.
I'm going to ask you.
I would love it.
Write.
I would love it.
That would be great. Can you arrange that for me, my love?
I will put it into gear. He's more busy than I am, but I will see what I can do for you.
Awesome. We would love to promote. We would love to promote the Silver Broom Ministries. Absolutely.
He's the first professional witch I've ever met. This is what he does for a living.
That's May we so all cool. get to follow his lead.
Yes. Yes. From your mouth to goddess's ears.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are very, very happy that you could come on. I know it's hard to get a hold of you. So
yeah.
I know you're
and getting harder
and
still.
Exactly. Oh, he said harder. Anyway.
No comment. But
we're glad.
Come on.
We're glad that you're busy, though. I mean, we are, you know, happy because it's just things have gone from, you know, just starting out to just leaps and bounds, and we're so proud of you. So
thank
everybody
you so
go
much.
Buy his cards. They're awesome. Buy a reading if you can.
Oh, we didn't mention
New York.
Oh, yes. Go ahead,
yeah.
Honey. Let him talk about the tarot deck.
I'm sorry. I did forget about that. The Rune Tarot deck is it's on its third printing now.
Amazing.
It hasn't been flying off the shelf, but it's certainly been trickling out. And it's been it's a long time in the coming. We did come up with this concept kind of together about 25 years ago and played around with it in my head for a while and then kind of just dropped the ball and let it go. And then when we kind of ran into each other once again on Facebook, it was a revelation, like, oh, crap, why didn't I pick this up and keep going with it? So I went ahead and finished it off. It took about 7 months from the point of, you know, taking all my notes out and reviewing everything that I wanted to do and then putting it into actual physical, you know, pictures, getting it right to, you know, the right size, getting the colors right, the lighting and everything. I did everything in 3D, so it's kind mm-hmm. of very vivid imagery.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to keep it as traditional as possible. I went through each one of the Rider-Waite deck and took the very basic, you know, almost cartoon-like images that the Rider-Waite has, but it's so full of imagery. You know, it's a lot of symbolism in those decks, as primitive as they may seem. But there's a lot of, you know, detail in there. So I tried to put all of that imagery, that symbolism, and that detail into this very sharp, very crisp 3D image. And a lot of it came out pretty well. I did deviate a little bit with a couple of the cards, in particular the High Priestess and, the Empress and the Emperor, particularly, and
mm-hmm.
the Hierophant. I kind of had to do more of the esoteric type of neo-paganism, very different imagery than the typical, ecclesiastic or clerical imagery that the Rider-Waite was using. So rather than having an empress, which was, you know, this lavish lady in a gown, I had the goddess, you know, walking in the woods. The
mm-hmm.
emperor wasn't some pope sitting on a throne. He was, you know, the horn god sitting out in the snowy fields with a wolf at his side. So it was very different imagery. But it apparently is getting a lot of attention. There's some people that are talking about, I had a friend through the Silver Broom who hadn't done readings in a long while. She bought a deck and she kind of, you know, did it basically because she liked the imagery. She hadn't been reading for a while and she really kind of wanted to start playing around with the tarot, and she said the day after she bought the deck, somebody called and asked if she could do a tarot party. And she was like, well, that's you know, unusual. And she decided, okay, I'll go ahead and do the tarot party. And she's been busy since. They've been calling constantly. And she's convinced that it's
awesome.
The deck. You know? she's gotten buried in tarot readings, but she's loving it. So I'm thrilled with that.
To which I say, where is my copy of this deck?
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't sent you out your copy yet.
No,
have
not.
Else I'm doing, and I'll tell you the other reason why I haven't sent it out to you. Well, I told you that we had it printed in the standard tarot size, finally, right? So
yes.
The original deck was the jumbo size, which is, you know, over large and really unwieldy. So I finally got it printed in standard tarot size. I am now working on the Rune Tarot 2.0 version. And I'm also working on a second deck that is going to be hopefully, it's definitely a little bit more, I don't know how you want to put it, more modern. I call it the Technomancer Tarot deck. So it's following along the lines of this quantum magic thing that I've kind of fallen in love with and bringing a little bit of the high-tech stuff into it. So it's got smiley faces and, you know, lightning bolts and all kinds of fun stuff like that. So it's very different, but I think I'm going to have a real good time with it. Totally different set of suits. We're not going to have swords and cups and wands and pentacles. It's going to be chips and circuits and energy and stuff like that. So very cool stuff.
Ah, ooh.
That is very modern.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's interesting. I did not know that much about this. You're calling it the Technomancer deck?
The Technomancer tarot deck, yeah.
Wow.
Technomancer
cool.
is another one of my pet things. Any kind of mancy, if you say mancy at the end, it's using it for gathering information. So aquamancy is reading from minds. Necromancy is communicating with the dead. So any kind of mancy is about collecting information or gathering information. So technomancy is gathering information from technology, which we do all the time. You just take a look at what we're doing right here. You know, we're on cell phones or telephones, and we're looking at the computers and stuff like that. Hey, that's technomancy. We're all doing it anyway. You know, so I went ahead and put together a deck to augment that a little bit.
That's incredible.
Okay, yeah,
I'm so proud. Yeah, you have to come back on because I won't shut up until you do.
Get him, Seth.
We can do that.
One of the benefits of having been married to Liam is the fact that I get to annoy him, and even though we are no longer married, we still have a very incredible bond, which I am very happy about.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah, one big happy family. All right, my love, we're going to let you go for now.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank
for
you so much.
I'm going to bother you for your next visit for sure, because I know other big things are coming up for you.
Well, we can certainly talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you a bunch.
Bye, ladies.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Thank you. Oh, there we go. Oh, he dropped. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just trying to put him on hold.
Oh,
this has been a fun show.
It has.
Yeah.
It has. New friends and old friends. It's pretty awesome.
I'm glad you had this idea. I really am.
Yeah, I think next time we'll warn the folks a little bit more in advance so they can line up a little faster and easier.
There you go. Yeah. You know, I tell you what, I will work on that, and I will put out like a not casting call. Listen to me. Oh, yeah, come on our program.
I know, seriously.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you know, and depending on how many we get and, you know, prior approval between both of us, you know, because I'm sorry, we're not going to just take some teenager that is like, oh, I can talk to dragons in my backyard. No, that's not going to happen. So, or you should interview me. You know, if you want us to interview you, please have something to talk about. You know, I had one kid in a group that we were both in. He was like,
uh-huh.
Younger guy. And he's like, you should have me on your show. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, what do you have to offer? What are you promoting? What do you want to talk about? He's like, I don't know, just witchcraft. No.
Yeah, right. You gotta bring me a little more information, my dear.
Exactly. Anyway, so we did want to make one more mention because we have mentioned Dorothy Morrison, and she is at a festival this weekend, so she could not join us. But that's fine because we get her all for ourselves in July. And where was I going? Ah, Shards of Yadrzil.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. Our dear friend Rob Grillo, who is also out in the field working. I think this is his last weekend at a Ren Fair selling his wands and his wares.
Is this weekend Connecticut for him?
I believe so. I'm going to definitely share his Facebook page here, and it's going to be on the blog as well. So keep an eye out for that tomorrow. But 25% of their sales, because they know people in Oklahoma, and as we all know with the tragedy, which it seems like every week, you know, sadly.
Something.
I know something's happening. It's just, that's okay. I've been interrupting you all night. It's just heartbreaking. I mean, especially with the babies. The babies always get me, you know, so our hearts, you know, and our candles are lit for you guys. But Rob is going one step further with Shards of Yadstril, and anything that you purchase, 25% of will go to the Red Cross to help them, to help the people of Oklahoma. So it's a worthwhile cause. He makes absolutely beautiful stuff. It's not cheap, but you will not get a cheap wand. I actually, Brian came up, Reverend Brian, and I got to see his wand right in front of his husband. But it's just the magic emanating from these things are just amazing. The vibration, you don't even have to be touching it and you can feel the vibration off of it.
Not just that, but in addition to how incredible the wands are once they're made, he wants the person buying the wand to be completely involved in the picking of the type of wood and the type of gemstone. And, I mean, he doesn't just pull the I'm an artist thing, leave me alone. He wants your input because he recognizes how important a magical tool it actually is. So he does, when he has a client, that wand will be made for you in no uncertain terms. It will be yours and made just for you.
Yeah, and I mean, the stands alone that come with the wands are amazing in themselves. I'm telling you, we are lucky in the aspect that we have some amazing, talented people, witches, friends around us, and I, for one, am just absolutely grateful for all of you.
Me too.
Even the ones who piss me off, you teach me something, so.
Everything for a reason, right?
Exactly. But on that note, you about ready to wrap up?
I am. Liam just texted me and is going to post links for the New York Witch Festival, the U.S. Witch Festival, and the New York City Pagan Pride Day. So look for those items to be on our show page in a little while. He's getting ready to post them, I believe. So
awesome.
Anybody in the New York area, those are some great. And even if you're not in New York, if you can get there, there are very big events in New York. So go and enjoy and have a wonderful time. And if you have, we also have been discussing doing a night of stories about witches from history. So if you would like to submit a story about a witch from history, something that we can verify, please send us a message on our Facebook page, Desperate House Witches, and we're going to put together a show about historical witchcraft.
And that is going to be fun. I'm hunting someone now who can help me because I was never terribly good in history. Go ahead.
What I was going to say was, you know, I was talking to a good friend of mine recently who made a good point of the fact that to know who we are, we need to know where we came from. And it's something that, you know, I've become a lot more interested in as far as, you know, knowing the history, as opposed to the history of women who were just merely accused of being witches, actual practicing witches from history in America. Now, I know that American Wicca is relatively new, but it goes back enough decades that I think there are some stories out there. So if you have somebody you'd like to talk about, please let us know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I have just run my mouth to the very end, Mommy. So
no, that's okay. You know, hey, somebody's got to stop me from doing it.
It was hard to not, you know.
Yeah, it was like I don't know. It's like there's something about the energy in the air. There's something good coming because I'm like just completely jazzed tonight. I don't know why. But
your
I'll take
ditty
it.
Is all get out. Yeah, you're pretty funny tonight. You're the funny one tonight. Congratulations.
Yay, I get to be the funny one. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get to be the pretty one and you're the pretty one and the funny one tonight, all at the same time.
No. My sister is gorgeous. Don't let her trick you.
Yeah, well, don't let my baby sister trick you either. But say goodnight to the folks so we can
good night to the folks.
More. Good night to the folks. We'll be on the air next week. Good night. Yes, Gracie. Who's on next week, Gracie, before we get off the air officially?
We have one of our favorite people, Mr. James Soluna, coming back on. And
yes,
I'm so excited because I love him. He is just a ball of, I just want to hug him. Anyway. So, yeah, that post will probably be up Monday about Jade. But, excuse me, I will be posting all of the links that we mentioned in tonight's show in our blog. It's DesperateHouseWitches.blogspot.com. And you will find all of our links. You'll find Cobalt Raven's Magical Notions so you can enter the contest. You will see where, you know, you can listen to our past, our archived shows.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to my past.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Oh, it's scary. One day I'll tell you a story. Go ahead.
So you can also fan us on Google Plus and Facebook. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm not very interesting on Twitter. But I'm Dorian Wallace on there. So thank you to anybody who tuned in for the first time tonight. Sorry if the cussing was a shock, but that's going to happen. That's we put a disclaimer in the banner on the show. So, but have an amazing weekend. Thank you to all the soldiers out there. You know, because it's not just barbecue season. As, you know, a picture I saw that you shared was very touching. You know, you got to remember the people who have lost sons and daughters and husbands and fathers and wives. And, you know, we thank our soldiers for keeping our borders safe and, you know, kind of going out there and being brave enough to do what we're not brave enough to do. So definitely hats off and a broom's up to you. Love you guys.
Absolutely. And to our pagan soldiers, too, who don't get recognized.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they are out there. They are out there. Selena Fox does a service for pagan soldiers and is a wonderful force in the pagan community. If you can find Selena Fox on Facebook, definitely like her page. She is an amazing, amazing woman and has been a big influence on me since I was a teenager. So she's a pretty amazing woman, very selfless and giving. But anyway, guys, have a wonderful extended weekend. May the gods bless you and protect you. And we will see you next week.
Absolutely. And, you know, please be careful when you're driving out there. If you've had a couple drinks, let somebody else take the keys. We,
yes,
you know, we want to see you next week. So.
Yes, we do.
Love you guys.
Good night, everybody.
Me.